Okay, so like, have you ever heard about that, Wrapped Bitcoin Cash,
Yeah.
WBCH?
Yeah, definitely. It's been getting a lot of buzz lately, especially with everything going on in the world of DeFi.
Right. It's like suddenly your BCH has this whole other life in this like goblins ecosystem. Wild, right. And get this, we're not just speculating here. Today's deep dive, we're going straight to the source. WBCH, tokenized Bitcoin Cash on Goblins platform, Goblins Cash. No stone unturned, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I've skimmed that paper, but honestly, a deep dive is exactly what I need to kind of unpack it all.
Me too, honestly. So before we get too far ahead, let's just like, what even ISWBCH?
So it's kind of like, imagine you get your regular BCH, right? But there's this exclusive club, Goblins in this case, and they only deal in their own tokens. WBCH is like getting your BCH a membership card.
I like that. So it's still your BCH, just dressed up for a different party.
Exactly. And the cool part is, it's not like you're losing your original BCH or anything. It's a one-to-one swap. You lock up your BCH, and boom, out pops the equivalent in WBCH, ready to mingle in the Goblins world.
Okay, that makes sense. But why go through all that trouble? What's the advantage of having your BCH speak goblin, so to speak?
Well, think of it this way. Certain actions, like trading or, say, yield farming, they only work within that specific ecosystem. It's like WBCH lets your BCH actually DO stuff on Goblins, stuff that it couldn't do before.
Huh. Okay, I'm starting to get it. So, more possibilities with your BCH, that's always a plus. But like, be honest, isn't this just a more complicated way of doing things? I mean, why not just use BCH directly?
Good question. It all comes down to how these platforms are built. They use something called smart contracts, basically, bits
Yeah.
of code that automatically execute transactions based on preset rules.
Okay.
Yeah. And WBCH is designed to interact with those smart contracts on Goblins, kind of like a universal language. Plus, get this, because it's running on that smart BCH network sometimes, WBCH transactions. They're actually faster and cheaper than regular BCH. Wild ramp.
No kidding. Faster and D cheaper. Now you're speaking my language.
Okay, so we know WBCH lets your BCH hang out in the Goblins world, but what can you actually DO there? What are the perks of joining this club?
Okay, so perks. We're talking about actual benefits here, right? What's got everyone so hyped about goblins?
Well, for starters, there's this thing called yield farming, right? And honestly, it's a bit of a game changer. Imagine like putting your WBCH to work. It's like it's out there earning you more crypto even while you're sleeping. Passive income, the dream.
Okay, hold on, slow down a sec. How does that work? It sounds too good to be true, honestly.
It does sound kind of magical, right? But it's all about providing liquidity. Basically, you're lending your WBCH to these decentralized platforms.
Lending it out. Okay.
Yeah, and those platforms, they use it to make trading smoother, to support all these other DeFi projects. And you, as the lender, you get a cut of the action. They call it yield, a share of the fees, basically.
Huh, so I'm like a silent partner in the system, contributing my WBCH and then just raking in the rewards.
Pretty much. And Goblins, they've got this whole system, right? They call them liquidity pools. You basically toss your WBCH into a pool with another token. It's
Yeah.
all about trading pair, see? And the more WBCH you add, well, the bigger your potential share of those trading fees.
I gotta say, this is tempting, making my crypto work harder. Always down for that. But let's be real, what are the downsides? There's gotta be a catch, right?
Great. You got to be cautious.
Yeah.
No free lunch, right? So smart contracts, they're powerful, but they can be risky. It's all code, and code can have bugs, vulnerabilities. That's just the nature of DeFi right now. Got to be aware of that.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense. And what about my WBCH itself? Is it like safe on this platform?
Another good question. Security is absolutely key in this space. The biggest thing is keep your private keys locked down tight. They're like the keys to your digital kingdom. Lose those, you could lose it all.
No pressure, right. So, any tips? How do we like stay safe while exploring this goblin's world?
Absolutely. Our source material, they really hammered this home. First off, a good hardware wallet. Keep those private keys offline, far away from prying eyes. Second, do your research. Don't just jump into any project blindly. Understand the risks. Know what you're getting into. And keep up with the Goblins, their announcements, security updates, all that.
So it's all about being informed. Don't be reckless, basically. But okay, yield farming, that's just one thing, right? What else can you do with WBCH in this goblin's playground? Oh, there's more. See, this is what I'm talking about. Yield farming sounds cool and all, but I'm always up for learning about other ways to, put my crypto to work. What else out there?
Right. Well, have you ever thought about using WBCH as like collateral for loans?
Whoa, wait, really?
Yeah. So say there's this DeFi project you're really keen on, right? But You don't want to sell your WBCH to get in on it. You can actually use it as collateral, borrow against it, right there on Goblins.
Huh. So instead of cashing out, I'm basically using my WBCH to unlock even more opportunities.
Exactly. It's all about leverage, right? Getting more bang for your buck, or I guess more DCH for your WBCH.
I like the sound of that. This WBCH really does unlock a whole different level of like financial maneuvering within Goblins.
For sure. It gives you way more control, more flexibility. You can really tailor your approach, play the DeFi game strategically. It's kind of like leveling up your whole crypto game.
Okay. Gotta say, I'm impressed. But before we wrap things up, our source material mentioned something about like network developments. I know things move fast in the crypto world. What should our listeners be watching out for?
Oh, for sure. That's key. See, WBCH, it's not just floating out there on its own, right?
Yeah.
It's built on that smart BCH network, which, like all tech, is constantly evolving.
Right, right.
So upgrades, new features, even like big shifts in the whole BCH landscape, all right. That can impact WBCH down the line.
It's all connected, huh? One big, exciting, kind of crazy ecosystem.
100%. And that's what makes it so fascinating, honestly.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just understand WBCH in isolation to see how it all fits into the bigger picture.
That's a really good point. It's like WBCH has opened this door to Goblins for BCH users. But what if that's just the beginning? What if this whole concept, like creating these bridges for existing crypto to work in these new DeFi platforms, what if that's the future?
Totally. That's a really interesting thought. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. WBCH's success. It could be a model for other communities, you know, open up a world to opportunities, get more people using DeFi tools. Who knows how far this could go?
It's like we're not just talking about WBCH anymore. We're talking about like a fundamental shift in how we think about crypto and what we can do with it.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Well, on that note, I think we've given our listeners plenty to think about today. If you take one thing away from this deep dive, it's that the WBCH and Goblins world, it's not static. It's dynamic, it's full of potential, and it's definitely not slowing down. So stay informed, stay curious, and who knows, you might just find yourself riding the wave of this whole new financial frontier.